This podcast of Central Indiana Today is brought to you by Figment 2 McDonald's. Stop by any of their stores in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street, next to Ben Davis High School, for great specials, including the 2 for $2.50 and 2 for $5. They also have all-day breakfast items, which now include biscuits and McGriddles. And coming soon to the Danville location, Wednesdays will be family night. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of Central Indiana Today and WYRZ 98.9.
Hello, this is Kevin Kersey of the Kevin Kersey Agency. The Kevin Kersey Insurance Agency, a member of the Farmers Insurance Group, can help you with your home, life, auto, or business needs. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. We can also be found on Facebook at the Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/K Kersey.
Hey, Hendricks County, this is radio and TV commentator Abdul Hakim Shabazz, the editor and publisher of IndyPolitics.org. It's the place where smart Hoosiers get their news. Although the State House is just a few miles away, we know sometimes it seems like a million miles. But you know what? When it comes to issues like road funding, schools, putting more Hoosiers to work, and fighting the drug epidemic, those issues hit close to home. That's why we want you to bookmark IndyPolitics.org. At IndyPolitics.org, we bring you in-depth, comprehensive coverage of the big issues facing Indiana. And we also bring you Indiana's newsmakers in their entirety. And here's what's even better. It doesn't cost you a thing. So pay us a visit. IndyPolitics.org. It's where smart Hoosiers get their news.
The Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Today's program is made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. And now here's your host, Rob Kendall.
Welcome in to another edition of Central Indiana Today. I'm Rob Kendall. Thanks for joining us. This is a very special episode. Well, because it's mostly about me and what I've done. 365 episodes. This is 1 year around the sun. Yes, I can't believe, well, of course I can believe we made it, but a lot of people can't believe it. So I was thinking, who could we bring in to help me celebrate me? And I could think of nobody better than my good friend, Greg Lenz of We Are Libertarians. Greg?
Rob, it is such an honor to be considered on the Year of the Kindle episode.
I mean, when we started, I think the station came on the air in October. We started the show shortly before that to get people ready for when we went on the air. Nobody thought we'd last this long.
No, I mean, it's, the top 2% of podcasts only make it 20 episodes, but you're a radio show and a podcast, so you're the Mitt Romney of community radio and podcasts.
So we have fabulous underwriters, we have great listeners, we've had great guests, and so figured we would start the show by kind of talking about the show, and then we're going to talk a little bit about this very vile, awful, nasty gas tax and how truly disappointed I am in the House of Representatives. I'm very, very disappointed in those people.
I couldn't tell based on your social media posts.
You know,
you've been so benign and calm.
Here's the thing. Somebody said this the other day, and I think it's very true. They said, you could make a case that your show now is one of the two or three most influential media experiences in the greater Indiana political experience.
Absolutely, and especially because you have no qualms about going after people.
Oh, yes.
And that's the majority of the shows are basically press releases for the power structure, but you do not.
I'm very nice to people that are nice to me.
You are, and you're always nice to people even you disagree with rather vocally.
Yes, and you did a fabulous meme today for me, which was great. And what did the meme say? It said...
It was the button meme that everyone's become so familiar with, but it said, it had Rob's picture, and it said, when the town council makes decisions you disagree with, and then you hit the button, it said, publicly shame.
And here's the deal. Look, I sat in the seat, mm-hmm. I went through it, and I was never averse. In fact, I really got off on people saying mean things about me from the lectern. And I enjoyed it. Most people don't, but I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, you're that rare person that feeds off negativity.
I would stand up there and smile and laugh at them.
You are a martyr.
I was literally lectured and screamed at and scolded and everything else
from the lectern by people who did not like my smile and laugh at them.
No, there is nothing people like less than being smug, and if you can't tell, that's what's killing Donald Trump sometimes. He sits there and says the Mexicans have to go back and then has a taco bowl sitting in front of him.
But here was my thing, because people were always mad that I would not respond to them, and I always said, this is not citizen debate, it's citizen comment, so if you're going to stand up here and act like a belligerent jerk, I'm going to make you as mad as I possibly can, and then I'm going to go home on social media and mock you and laugh at you, which is going to make you even more mad.
Yep.
I mean, it was great. It was so much fun. People will call me now and go, these council meetings are so boring now.
I know.
I mean, it was...
They miss you when you're gone. You know, they might complain. They might say he's incendiary or he's polarizing. Is he bad for our community? But at the end of the day, they miss you. They miss the excitement.
And here's all I have to go on. When I ran, I won 65% of the vote, and my final citizen survey, 80% approval rating. I'd say, hey, it was really great. But
now, did you test how much of that approval rating was out of fear? That they might, you might get leaked the names of those that oppose you.
So we were getting done with town council, and we had to have something to do. I had to have something fun to do, and it was either run against Pete Miller or do radio. I mean, Spangle gave me the great advice. Your partner in crime, Chris Spangle from
We Are Libertarians, the founder.
Yeah, he's not nearly as smart or as charismatic as you. But
now that's not fair.
But, you know, he does have good advice sometimes. And he told me, he said, Rob, you could either be a commentator or a politician. You can't be both. And I was sort of teetering on both at the time.
And I think that's something that's true to an extent, and it's becoming less true every day.
Yeah.
I think we live in a world where those lines can be blurred. I mean... Yeah. I think you can do commentary while at the same time holding office and being incendiary.
So I said, I've been pontificated about for 4 years. This is kind of boring. I did everything I set out to do. How easy would it have been to beat Pete Miller? And I think that was proven that it would have been very easy. How much fun would that have been? God, we could have run in the year of Trump. We could have been the local Trump.
I'm a little
Trump.
Mad at Spangle for telling you to do this. I mean, could have had a really good time.
I mean, I did some things, though, that like... Like, remember when Miller sent out the mailer about Crane that he voted for
the
Obama?
Government-funded mailer? Yeah. The taxpayer-subsidized mailer?
No. Truthfully, I think that was from the political account. When he he said that Crane voted for Obama and I was able to light that on fire. And then he sent another one out about the Crane's family, and I let Bruce eat it up. I could have been doing that for 5 months.
Yeah, that you really could have. And you would have been approached day after day by people asking, now, Rob, you know, so people are beginning to talk. We don't really, you know, we need to keep you on a leash.
And, God, I was just thinking the other day, I was like, and somebody told me about this at the State House. They said, how much fun would this gas tax thing be if you were down on the Senate floor?
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great. And I would have you and I would have Spangle down there with
me. They would
me.
Never let me in the State
you
House.
You guys would be my executive assistants.
Would that be? Would they allow us?
We would be memeing my colleagues from the floor. Anyway, I think we made the right decision. I think we did the right thing. And
You're having more fun doing this.
I'm having so much more fun because I get to hang out with you. And
you'd have never met Donald Trump.
Before we do that, we have a big announcement. Big, big announcement. We're going to break it on show number 365.
Oh, my.
Because this is 1 year around the sun. And coming up in March, I've got a big thing going on. It's going to be very huge. I teased it a couple weeks ago on the social media networks. I am going to be the cover of the Hendricks County Business Leader for March.
You are. Well, that is no small feat.
The cover. I got the cover.
That is fantastic.
I mean, that's very exciting. It's like
you have all the best covers.
Every home in Hendricks County, they're doing a feature on me, my face. Think about how many people that hate me. My face is going to show up in their mailbox.
And they paid to get it.
I know. It is free.
It is free. Okay, but, I thought I had subscriber
base. But that's how they get it to more people, you know?
Like, have any advertisers pulled out in mass?
Not yet.
They don't know.
We'll see what happens. So we're very excited about that. Your March edition of the Hendricks County Business Leader.
Congratulations.
I will be on the cover.
That's a very big deal. That's a very
and
big
then,
deal.
The best part is they call them the cover parties, where every quarter people who are on the cover, so three people, they present them like a nice framed thing. It's a big ceremony,
very
all the
cool.
Who's who's, and then they give you a microphone to talk.
Oh boy.
So
do I get to come to this?
You will be cordially invited.
This is fantastic.
I've invited
news.
all the close family has been invited.
It's a big deal. No, it is a big deal. And, you know, it's Hendricks County, so it's going to be classy. It's going to be very well done and tasteful.
Yeah, and this show has been a huge part of that. So we're very grateful.
You're a community leader.
Well, yeah, I'm something. I don't know. I think what bothers people is that nothing bothers me. Like, people say bad things about me. I like it. I enjoy it.
Then you're like, go further. And
yes,
then they get really nervous. And this guy is asking me to set him on fire.
Look, it's warfare, man.
It is.
In the political sphere, you either got to go big or you got to go home. And one of the biggest problems with Republicans and one of the things people hate about Donald Trump is he punches back twice as hard as anybody who throws a punch at him.
He does. You know, it's an interesting. He doesn't believe in proportional response.
Right.
He is definitely somebody that goes scorched earth in order to prevent anyone from doing it again. But he just keeps getting attacked.
The moment that summed up Trump for me was, remember the first time Elizabeth Warren got involved throwing stuff at him?
Now, is she the one that was a Native American princess?
She was partially a Native American, apparently, because she had high cheekbones. That has not been confirmed. But, yeah, she is the senator from Massachusetts who a lot of people feel fibbed on her resume. Was it at Harvard to get a job
as
a teacher?
Yes, she checked the box that said Native American.
Now, you are a legit Native
American. Yeah, I am. So that she appropriated my culture, and I'm offended. That's why I call her Pocahontas.
But that
Pocahontas, really.
That was the first time it like dawned on me, because she said something about Trump, and Trump is in the middle of a press conference, and he goes, Elizabeth, like, doesn't miss a beat, and goes, Elizabeth Warren, oh, you mean Pocahontas?
Yeah.
And just kept going.
And he just went with it.
Yeah. Well,
people aren't used to that. People, especially female politicians, they're not used to people, you know, going to the level he goes to, because he goes to a level that most people aren't willing to.
Because I told somebody this the other day who was having a rather animated conversation with me about the gasoline tax, which we'll get into here in just a second. And they were basically telling me the things I can and can't say. And I said, oh, no, I decide what I can and can't say. And if people
you were
don't,
handled.
You were, if you don't like it, you're free not to look. And anybody else who doesn't like it is free not to look. But people want to look because, unlike you, they know I'm honest.
The powers that be are handling you.
They are not happy. They're very angry. They got very mad about that Sagamore thing, too, because that became a running joke. Like, at
the are they still going to give you the cover of the magazine without a Sagamore?
You know, Vinatieri got a Sagamore the other day.
I know.
I knew I'd made it on the Sagamore thing when Vinatieri gets the Sagamore, and many people are sending me messages about Vinatieri getting a Sagamore.
I know.
Like, I'm supposed to respond to that now.
I would respond to it.
I don't know. I kind of like the Colts, you know? We need them here in town.
We have the Colts still? I couldn't tell based on what was last year.
At least there's a track record of athletes getting a Sagamore.
Yes.
You know, Vinatieri has contributed more to the city than doing X-Ops for the governor.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break, hear from our underwriters. You're listening to Central Indiana Today.
This is Amanda Johnson with Wiley's Brownsburg. Wiley's is a locally owned ice cream shop located at 1022 East Main Street in Brownsburg. We offer delicious ice cream cones, sundaes, shakes, malts, and bubble tea. Wiley's is open Sunday through Thursday, 12:30 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 9:30. More information about our flavors and specialty sundaes can be found on our Facebook page or Instagram account by searching Wiley's Brownsburg. Wiley's is a proud supporter of Central Indiana Today. Go Bulldogs!
This is Jody Harley with Brownsburg Academy. Brownsburg Academy provides childcare for families with classes focusing on child development. Brownsburg Academy provides daily activity reports, progress reports, and monthly newsletters to parents. Our hours of operations are 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Brownsburg Academy is located at 685 Patrick Place. More information can be found at brownsburgacademy.com or by calling 317-858-8033.
This is Dave Thomas for TNT Tax. TNT Tax is a local small business that performs tax preparation for personal and sole proprietor businesses, as well as LLCs. My wife and I have been preparing taxes together in our family-owned business for 25 years. TNT Tax is located at 5389 Rockville Road, Suite 900 in Indianapolis. Our phone number is 317-244-7900.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and community radio.
The guest today, Greg Lenz. This is show number 365, and basically a celebration of myself.
A celebration of Kendall.
Yeah, and of course, the big one. And, you know, Spangle, he gets mad. I think he's jealous, but he says, I'm beating a dead horse with this, but I'm going to beat the horse until it's not only dead, but shipped off for whatever they do with horses once they're no longer with us.
Turn them into glue.
Yeah.
for the most part.
The Trump interview.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be the pinnacle, right? I mean,
you interviewed the President of the United States.
It is. Dad, the other
day. And a billionaire.
Dad is so. I was more impressed that I interviewed a billionaire than the president, right?
Right. That is more impressive than being president.
You know, my dad is a very. He's a very straightforward fella.
Yeah.
Has actually got into it with Spangle on social media.
Yes. Your dad is from. Some of the greatest generation mindset seeped over to your dad. Things like civic duty, patriotism, pride in your community. Those false constructs of society that some of my more antagonistic libertarian friends point out don't settle well with him.
He is never one to bestow compliments easily.
No.
And he was sitting there the other day, and I was talking to him, and he was doing whatever he was doing. And he finally looks at me and goes, "I look at this picture every day of you and Trump, and I'm just so proud."
Yeah.
And it was like a Field of Dreams moment.
It
you know?
Is. That's
instead
a huge
of playing,
deal.
Instead of playing catch in the baseball field,
You interviewed the President of the United States.
And made my father proud.
You should have.
I mean, it's... and he goes, it's not even the picture of you with Trump that I'm so proud of. It's this picture right here, and it's the wide panoramic picture of me interviewing Trump. And he said... He goes, I can't believe that somebody from Brownsburg got to do this.
Yeah.
So
his son.
And I tell people, I'm not any...
That should make up for all the hate and criticism he gets when he goes out in the community about what an a-hole his son is.
You're Rob's dad. Yeah.
Why did you fail as a parent?
And now the poor pressure has fallen to Haley, too, because now it's your Rob's fiance.
That's true. She has to account for you.
Yeah, it's... I feel bad. But anyway, so that's sort of the big thing. My one thing, though, I would say this. I'm not any better or worse than I was before I interviewed Trump, but in everybody's mind, you're better.
Yeah, it's that's your credibility.
Because you guys interviewed Gary Johnson, right? Or not Gary, about Ron Paul.
Yeah, we actually made it to the front page of Mediaite because of Ron Paul. And that sort of helped us get a huge shot in the arm early on to grow initially. But, you know, the Ronimal's different. You know, Ron is easily accessible. Because he's shut out from a lot of the mainstream outlets, he's readily available for podcasts out of a Greenwood basement apartment. But, you know, Donald Trump's a little bit different scenario. I'm shocked that his organization handled and processed things as well as it did. We were all issued credentials.
Yeah.
And that no one, Ted Cruz didn't issue us credentials. Yep. I know Jeb Bush wouldn't have. Hillary Clinton would not have ever. But, you know, Trump. There's something to be said for his level of accessibility.
And it's fascinating, too, because they really, they're like me. They love the haters.
Oh, yeah.
They almost, because I was thinking about this when the whole, remember when he was going to different states and like they would put him with these people who would write mean things about him?
Oh, yeah.
And I would think, why would you do this? You could have anybody you want interview you. I mean, you could have guys like me each session that are, you know, glorified fans that are masquerading for about 30 minutes as a journalist.
Here he thought it was going to be an interview. Little did he know.
Yes,
you are so wonderful. Just nod your head and approve.
I will never forget this. When I start the interview, some people have been a little critical of this, but I tell people, we joke about journalists, I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be. I don't pretend to be fair. I'm totally biased in everything I do.
Every person is biased.
I start the interview, and his eyes just lit up, and you could just see he was just like, oh, thank God, somebody that's not going to try to catch me.
I don't have to be on my game for once.
I really think at that point he would have given me a hug if I'd asked for it.
Oh, that was in the part where it looked like the GOP was teeing it up to screw him as bad as any candidate that's ever sought their nomination.
And we would have stood up for the God Emperor if that would have happened.
Absolutely. Look at the other candidates. Except Lying Ted's been redeeming himself lately. His takedown of Bernie Sanders in the town hall debate on health care was wonderful.
Yeah, it's so fascinating how it all turned out. So, you know, some of the other ones, obviously that was the big one. And
Then Todd Young, newly elected Senator
we
Todd
got
Young.
Todd Young several times. Young's an interesting guy to me, too, because I think... Young always strikes me as that guy that he's got some real redeeming qualities. It's just...
He does.
He just gets caught up in the I want to move... I call it the I want to move up syndrome.
Yes. He is definitely a placator. He will... You know, he is someone that will bide his time, do what it takes, and that rubs people like you and I the wrong way because we love force of will people like Trump that just, I'm going to remake the whole thing in my shape.
Yeah, and I will say this, though. Guys like Young come in real handy when you've got things like the DeVos nomination or Tillerson. You at no point felt Todd Young is going to run off the reservation and not vote for a GOP nominee, which this time around, that's a big deal. And same thing with Supreme Court or things like that. He is very good at seeing the lay of the land, especially in his home State, and I feel very good, especially on these nominations, that he's going to do a good job.
Are we praising, you know, get in line, you're a good boy partisanship?
Well,
that's not normal for us.
I feel like as long as Donald Trump has the ultimate authority over what stays and what goes, I'm feeling kind of okay.
As long as he gets in line for Trump, we'll, you know, it's, we support it.
Yeah. The other, of course, we've had Donnelly on quite a bit. By the way, Donnelly, I get a lot of flack for being nice with Donnelly, but I think Donnelly's a pretty nice guy, and I think he's going to be very tough.
If he weren't a Democrat, him and Trump, he and Trump's agenda would be indistinguishable.
Which, we're supposed to for Monday. We're actually going to do it Friday when this airs, but it'll probably air Monday. Just interview Donnelly tomorrow, so I'm going to ask him about he met the God Emperor today. That was a big deal. Went to the White House, and I'm going to ask him how that went. I get flack for being nice to Donnelly, but Donnelly's a nice guy.
He's
I like
a really
him.
Good guy. He's a really good guy.
And,
you know,
and he's going to be very tough for it looks like Luke Messer, maybe Todd Rokita.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't want to go against Joe because he's so likable.
James Neese is going to do a great job running against Joe Donnelly.
That primary will be fun to watch. Yo, dog.
James Neese is, of course, our libertarian friend. He's been on the show. He is one of the founders of 4chan.
He is definitely somebody that created the infrastructure for the alt-right before it existed.
He is a sort of man who could hack into your life at 7 seconds notice. You definitely
I have
want
seen
him, as a
change more hotels' Wi-Fi networks to unsecure and lock them all out with Crooked Hillary as the password than I can imagine.
Seems like a very reasonable thing to do. Of course, we had Governor Mike Pence.
Your former boss.
My former boss. I got a lot of flack from people for being a little critical of Pence, and that rubbed me the wrong way because you should be able to say to somebody, I agree with you 80% of the time, but that doesn't mean I have to kiss your backside if I disagree with you on something.
No, I think it's when you like someone, though, there is the expectation that it won't be a public shaming on that 20% since you have a working relationship.
Is that what I did? Did I do public shaming?
No.
Was I overboard?
Part of it was personal because Trump meant so much to you.
Yes.
The fact that it was someone, you know, there's a little bit like, he just ruined Trump.
And I don't, the thing I always said this about Pence is I said, look, Pence is a nice guy. I know Pence. I have no problem with him as a person. But I did not think that Pence was the best guy to help Trump get across the finish line.
The Indiana version of Mike Pence was not.
No, but I was
wrong. He went back to his early form in the House and became a absolute dynamo.
I said this on WIBC. I ate the crow. I said Mike Pence winning that debate against Tim Kaine may have saved the election for Donald Trump. I was wrong, and I am 100% behind. For all the ex-ops people out there that are angry about my comments about you guys getting those Sagamores, listen up. I'm 100% behind Mike Pence. I like Pence. We were so mad about those Sagamores.
He had one of the best lines of all of the year. I'll be happy to work with you when you're in the Senate, Tim. And that was it. That basically was, Tim Kaine's dead.
Yeah, I don't know if Pence got some different comms people when he started running his Veep, but he got a lot more snarky, and I liked it.
I think Trump gave him license to just go back to his radio roots and be a little bit more, you know, incendiary and off the cuff.
God, by the way, I do want to say this because it is a compliment. And as somebody who met Pence and worked with him, he is a genuinely very, 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 very nice guy. And had I known he'd be so good as the vice presidential candidate, I would have never said anything negative. By the way, I did. I got in such trouble. Remember when I wrote that thing for Indiana Forefront about the empty office?
Yep.
I got
sure
big, big trouble for that one.
Yep.
But you know what? That
Danville
office
days.
That office was fully staffed.
You said the only time that they cart people in is when it's a photo op, and the rest of the time they keep the windows blocked out with signs. So you can't tell if anyone's there or not.
But hey, that office was fully staffed afterwards. Anyway.
getting things done.
So from that perspective, I feel like we've done all the political stuff, but I'm probably just as proud as the non-political people that we've had.
Yeah.
Because politics gets kind of boring sometimes.
It does. It's exhausting.
You know, literally you'll ask a politician a question and then you can go get a sandwich while they answer, right?
Correct.
I mean, I'm going to have Donnelly on tomorrow. I'm going to probably get 4 questions in.
And none of them are you're not going to be able to ask him anything that he'll give you a straight answer on that could have hurt him.
Right. So I guess Greg Lenz from We Are Libertarians. We're talking about episode 365, which this is 1 year around the sun.
That's wild.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean,
wild.
We made it 365.
And you used to just be, you know, an auxiliary podcast on the We Are Libertarians Network, the Rob Kendall Show.
Remember the old Rob Kendall Show?
You made it great again.
It was
turned into Central Indiana.
It was
today.
Really fascinating. I was going back and listening to some of those old episodes, and I think we were on to something there. I was so focused on cutting taxes here in Brownsburg that I just didn't have the time to.
It's better to leave a legacy like you did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's anyway, so the non-political people, of course, you know, I love pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some of my childhood heroes have been able to talk to. Bruce Pritchard, who played Brother Love, Jim Cornette. Man, I'll tell you what, pro wrestling is so fascinating because I think it's so much like politics.
It is completely. You know, the insight, Trump getting to go through that experience with Vince McMahon and have Vince McMahon as an advisor to pick off being the foil and create these, you know, skirmishes. Has paid dividends like you can't believe.
Trump is a pro wrestling character.
He understands dominating the narrative by creating these narratives, regardless of whether they're true or not. I think the guy leaks stories about him puttering around at night in his robe just so that no Democrat can get on CNN that night.
And you hit on a good point, which is he always knows how to dominate the news cycle. Okay, things are getting out of control. I'm going to move up the nomination of the Supreme Court justice. Hey, something's going on with Tillerson. I'm going to cause a scene with John Lewis. He is the master at saying, look over here, and everybody looks over here.
Oh, sleight of hand. It's like he wrote the book on. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, he understands that America wants scandal, British-style tabloid sensationalism, and if he gives them that, nothing else gets noticed.
Well, and so that's why, you know, we talk about why they talk so much about pro wrestling, because you can learn so much about what's going on in our country right now, because the guy who's running our country was deeply influenced by pro wrestling. And you might laugh at that, but there's a lot of validity to it, and a lot of the reason he's so effective is right there.
He appointed his Small Business Administration appointment is the wife of Vince McMahon.
Mrs. Linda McMahon, who was an on-air character.
And they built a billion-dollar business out of creating false narratives.
Yep.
And you know, faux entertainment.
Yep. And I will say, because people say, well, who's your favorite interview? I would say Trump. But I'll tell you what, getting to interview Bruce Pritchard, who was the guy who was there with McMahon through the 80s and the 90s, the heyday. He was a great on-air character, wrote, produced a lot of that very famous stuff, who now has a great podcast called Something to Wrestle With, which is like, it's amazing. It was like number 4 on iTunes last week or something. It's way up there. It's fascinating.
Is there anything you missed on or didn't get to do that you wish you could have?
You mean with him or in general?
In the last year.
You know, there's always... So I got to meet Springsteen. I would love to interview Springsteen. That's never going to happen. Do you think
it was the Trump shirt that had you ushered off the stage?
Well, Springsteen's such a private guy, and he doesn't do interviews, so it's never... Like, there was a mathematical way for me to get to Trump. Like, I knew, here's the plot is long to get to Trump, but, like, I started it in February.
What it looks like.
Yeah, trying to build to get there, and we did it. And again, I've told that story a million times. I'm still getting interview requests to talk about that, too. It's really a Cinderella story. It was like Rudy, you know?
Well, I mean, look at that. There aren't many people with good relationships with the President of the United States in the media. They just aren't. Like, they're none of the mainstream outlets. Fox News barely has one or two anchors that have a decent relationship with Trump, other than Hannity.
I tell the story, and you really tell the story from the night before to when it happened, but it was something that took about 2 months worth of effort to get done. I mean,
Just contact a billionaire and say, hey, how'd you like to be on my show?
A lot of begging. A lot of times my girlfriend was very, very, now fiance, was very mad at me because I was on the phone with someone pleading for a connection versus paying attention to her. It was great, and it's been a life-altering thing. But you're never going to get to... My point is, you're never going to get to interview Bruce Springsteen. It's just not going to happen. He doesn't do interviews. He doesn't need to. He'll do them when he goes overseas. But that's not going to happen. I would have loved... I met my other hero, the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, my God.
Had multiple long-form conversations with him. He's now deceased, but I never got to interview him. That's not going to happen. So the only person really that I'd really like to interview is Rush Limbaugh. I think Rush would be fascinating.
L. Rushbo. He would be the greatest guy to hang out with.
I think it would be really cool to sit down, for 30 minutes with Rush Limbaugh and just say, not even political, just how did you do what you do? Explain to me how you did this.
He created the first Republican-held House of Representatives
honorary
majority.
Honorary member.
Yeah, of the Ditto Head Caucus. They called themselves the Ditto Head Caucus. And this is a guy that was Rusty Ryan in Pittsburgh that couldn't even hold a job down and had to sell tickets for the Kansas City Royals.
Well, because my parents used to live in Kansas City, and when I was first born, I lived right outside the Royal Stadium. And my dad said, you know, he remembered in the media guide the name Rush Limbaugh. He was the PR director for
George Brett's a lifelong friend, former Kansas City. I mean, Rush, though, is a force of will, too. He and Trump are so alike. his apprehension towards just jumping on board and becoming a fanboy shocked me, because there are so many, you know, similarities between the two.
It's fascinating too, because the Howard Stern movie, you know, which influenced so many people like us to want to be involved in media, and it's the Private Parts movie is phenomenal, but Limbaugh, without the raunchiness, is much like the Howard Stern story. You know,
yeah, the political arena won't tolerate too much raunchiness, but he got right up to the... I mean, he pushes the envelope.
Yeah, and moving up and down the map and going up and down the dial.
Oh, and he was hilarious. He used to have the TV show during the Clinton heyday at the Adams Mark Hotel. My dad would go to it, and they would die laughing, showing the clip of Bill leaving a funeral, laughing, and as soon as he sees cameras, breaking down into tears.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break, hear from our underwriters. You're listening to Central Indiana Today.
Rob Kendall here, speaking with Donald James from Impact Youth Mentoring. Donald, what is Impact Youth Mentoring?
Rob, we are a not-for-profit group pairing mentors with at-risk youth in Hendricks County and developing tomorrow's leaders.
How long has Impact Youth been around, and how many children have been impacted?
We were formed in 2011 and have impacted more than 125 kids through our mentoring and after-school tutoring services.
So how can folks get involved with Impact Youth?
We are always in need of some good folks who are interested in becoming a mentor for children in Hendricks County who could use mentoring.
And if someone wants more information?
You can find us on Facebook by searching Impact Youth Mentoring or at our website, impactyouthmentoring.org.
The UPS Store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS Store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS Store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County.
But again, our guest is Greg Lenz from We Are Libertarians. We did need to get to a very serious topic because it's going to start moving, and I think next week, very seriously, because the House, I think, is getting ready to present some form of a formal budget to begin going, and this is the gasoline tax. And a lot of people have said, and everybody will hear this, so we want to make sure you're listening good. You have time to sit up in your chair, turn the volume up if you need to. People have said, why are you so into this topic? Because $150 a year doesn't sound like that big a deal to a lot of people.
But it's never just that.
It's not. So I've got two things. One, just like with the water and sewer thing in Brownsburg, this is only happening because of complete and utter laziness by the Indiana legislature, people who punted the football for years and years, and people who spent a whole lot of money on the growth of government and political expedience rather than putting the money where it should have gone. So that's why I'm so pissed off about this.
Yeah, it's a result of kicking the can down the road until there's no more road, I guess you could say.
Right.
And now I realize why I was invited. It's the Libertarian Show. You're talking about building the roads. This is what we're always asked about.
You know, well, it is a big deal because you say, look, if you're going to do things for political expedience, then okay. But when you're going to expand Medicaid, which is, that's what HIP 2.0 is an expansion of Medicaid. Look, here's the hard facts. People need to listen to this and know what HIP 2.0 is. It is a government handout.
Yeah.
And they judge it based on a tax return.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Lenz, you are a man of great wealth, so I know you...
I mean, a terrorist is still a terrorist, even if he's in a silk necktie and sings Danny Boy. You know, that you can call it and name it whatever you want, but everyone realizes what it was. It was a way to get the political win without having to cede the high ground to the president.
Yeah, it was. And you can get insurance now under, if your tax return can show the right thing. You can make your tax return show anything you want.
With the right political connections.
Right. And a good accountant. And it doesn't even make it illegal. It makes it you're a smart person. If your tax return shows the right thing, you can get insurance for $12 a year.
Mm-hmm.
$12 a year. Better insurance than you or I would
have. Run for Congress and you get it for free forever.
Yeah. So if under HIP, you can get insurance for $12 a year. That is funded. The rest of it is made up. Somebody's paying for it. It's not like insurance costs $12 a year. That's paid for by the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
That was
$12 a month annual insurance isn't the coverage you'd want.
And we're talking people that could afford insurance, that are working people, that could have jobs that have insurance. They don't have to if your tax return shows the right thing. This was put forward by the governor for political expedience at the time, Governor Pence, and voted on by the legislature.
Right. You know, it was he took over after Mitch Daniels and didn't have a lot he could run on, like, because, you know, the point was to springboard off,
right?
And it was tough to find the darndest things to even say, well, I'm known for this because they did a pretty good job.
This sounds good. We'll double it. Hip 2.0.
People love 2.0. It's trendy.
The initial hip was designed for truly very poor people who could not afford insurance.
Yeah, the indigent and the people that, you know, we as a society collectively decide what you want to see not suffer.
There are two other ones that have my beef. One is when they spent $125 million to opt out of Common Core, then opt back into 90% of Common Core under a different name, so that if the governor had run for president, his whole thing could have been I opted out of Common Core.
Yep.
$125 million will buy a lot of roads, and that, again, the House approved that. The third one is this universal preschool thing. Look, I'm okay with government-funded education. I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with society doing their part in educating kids and making sure at least you're quasi-intelligent by the time you turn.
Despite our lack of results over the since the creation of the Department of Education, you would think we would all be on board with that.
Right. So now we've got universal preschool, which was a pilot program. Bad idea to have the pilot program. But now we're expanding the pilot program, even though the pilot program isn't even done, so we don't know if the pilot program worked.
Yeah. The closest thing to a national religion in the United States is education.
Yeah.
It is our... And we don't even care how it's done. You just have to be for education. We'll just throw more education at it.
So you've got these three things, and these are just three things I just threw at a dartboard and came up with. If I peered into the budget, the amount of waste I could find in there, or political expedience, or whatever else, is there, and it's fine. It's okay that it's there unless you come to me and say, I'm so broke that I have to raise your taxes.
Well, this is something, too, where they want it out of the general fund.
Yes.
They want it to be pay-per-use, which, you know, I was talking actually with Rex Bell's former campaign manager, Jeremiah Morrill.
Lion Jer.
As we so lovingly refer to him. And, you know, we were talking about it today that that is how you would design it even in a libertarian system. The people that use it pay for it.
So they're not broke. They've done these things, and I shouldn't have to bail you out your political choices made for political expedience. That's why I'm so upset about this gas tax thing.
So it's more so about you getting to vent, but you agree that we got it. It needs to be done, and this is the right way to do it, but I'm still upset about your wastefulness and your failure to take action.
Do not ask me to bail you out. And we got a major victory the other day when they agreed to move all the sales tax on gasoline over to the highway fund. The road. So that's one big victory.
And if we it was 14% before, right?
Yeah, 14%. We're broke, and we've got all this revenue over here, $440 million a year that should go to roads, but we don't do that, but we're broke and have to raise taxes. So that was a big first step. If we keep it up, we'll be able to...
So you support the Republican plan?
No, I do. No. I don't support the tax increase because the Republican plan still has a tax increase in it. I support moving all that money, though, as a first step. So now you've gone...
Using the road money for the roads?
Yes, that's what I support.
You're a radical, and I can't imagine anyone else agreeing with that.
I would say, having dealt with NDOT over the years, that is the worst organization to deal with. I would not give them $1.2 billion unfettered if my life depended on it. I say let's give them $500 million to start, see how you use that for a couple of years, and then we'll decide whether you need the additional money.
I don't know what they do other than drive around in those white trucks.
It's a good gig. We should get jobs with NDOT.
NDOT, they would never hire us. We're men of action like Donald Trump.
So the other day, and I want to wrap up with this, you know, I was listening to a state rep speak, and I realized, you know, to these guys, and this is the problem with some of the people on the town council and the water and sewer thing, these guys are very well-off guys. I don't even think they mean harm, but to them, $150 a year, when you're making $65,000 to $75,000 as a second job, yeah, $150 a year, no big deal, and those roads are going to get fixed.
It's a rounding error that's insignificant to them.
Exactly, and if you're a very well-off person, as many of our senators and House members are, that money is just not a big deal to you.
No, so, if they would agree to take a $1 a year annual salary, yep, then I would support it.
As I proposed, and somebody got very angry with me on somebody who defends the House very sternly for money, got very angry at me for proposing that you guys are overpaid bums, and if you were taking nothing, then I'd be way more open to your proposed tax increase.
Right. I mean, when you vote for yourself for a pay raise and then you say, well, we're going to need to bump it, it looks, well, you know, after it doesn't mean it necessarily was caused by it, but it certainly looks that way.
All right. Wrap up the show. Again, it's 365, episode 365, 1 year around the sun on the show. Greg, you've been such a huge part of the program.
Well, I appreciate it. It's an honor to be part of your one-year annual celebration.
And again, tell us about We Are Libertarians, where people can...
WeAreLibertarians.com. It is a podcast and website. We cover current events and news from a libertarian, Republican, Democrat. We try to cover all the perspectives.
And you just had a big merger, right?
We did. We just leapt up to about 100,000 Facebook likes. And Chris Bengel, I will say this, is one Machiavellian SOB.
Well, he is. He is. He's a liar, but he's a...
There's nothing better than saying, this is a reverse merger and it's mine now. Pretty well done, I must say. Very Trumpian.
Truth be told, I go to We Are Libertarians all the time. It's great read. It's fun stuff. I really enjoy it because you are not afraid to laugh at everything.
And we need to have you on because we've been talking about, there is a growing rift in libertarianism over the wall and borders. So
we're wearing them down.
On.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can check out the podcast anytime you want. We're on SoundCloud and iTunes. Just search Central Indiana Today. Download the show. Write your smartphone or tablet. Go back and listen anytime you want. As always, the podcast presented by McDonald's. Until next time, I'm Rob Kendall saying have yourself a great evening.
You've been listening to the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today on 98.9 WYRZ. Made possible by the Kevin Kersey Agency, 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg. An archive of today's program can be heard at our website, WYRZ.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Kevin Kersey Agency presents Central Indiana Today with your host, Rob Kendall.
This podcast of Central Indiana Today is brought to you by Figment 2 McDonald's. Stop by any of their stores in Avon, Brownsburg, Danville, Speedway, and 10th Street, next to Ben Davis High School, for great specials, including the 2 for $2.50 and 2 for $5. They also have all-day breakfast items, which now include biscuits and McGriddles. And coming soon to the Danville location, Wednesdays will be family night. Figment 2 McDonald's is a proud supporter of Central Indiana Today and WYRZ 98.9.
Hello, this is Kevin Kersey. Since 1968, our family has been helping customers with their insurance needs. We provide insurance coverage for life, home, auto, and recreational vehicles. We are located at 701 North Green Street in Brownsburg, and our phone number is 317-286-3481. The Kevin Kersey Agency can also be found on Facebook at The Kevin Kersey Agency or at our website, www.farmersagent.com/K Kersey. The Kevin Kersey Agency is a proud member of the Farmers Insurance Group.
Hey, Hendricks County, this is radio and TV commentator Abdul Hakim Shabazz, the editor and publisher of IndyPolitics.org. It's the place where smart Hoosiers get their news. Although the State House is just a few miles away, we know sometimes it seems like a million miles. But you know what? When it comes to issues like road funding, schools, putting more Hoosiers to work, and fighting the drug epidemic, those issues hit close to home. That's why we want you to bookmark IndyPolitics.org. At IndyPolitics.org, we bring you in-depth, comprehensive coverage of the big issues facing Indiana. And we also bring you Indiana's newsmakers in their entirety. And here's what's even better. Doesn't cost you a thing. So pay us a visit, IndyPolitics.org. It's where smart Hoosiers get their news.
This is Amanda Johnson with Wiley's Brownsburg. Wiley's is a locally owned ice cream shop located at 1022 East Main Street in Brownsburg. We offer delicious ice cream cones, sundaes, shakes, malts, and bubble tea. Wiley's is open Sunday through Thursday, 12:30 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 9:30. More information about our flavors and specialty sundaes can be found on our Facebook page or Instagram account by searching Wiley's Brownsburg. Wiley's is a proud supporter of Central Indiana Today. Go Bulldogs!
This is Jody Harley with Brownsburg Academy. Brownsburg Academy provides childcare for families with classes focusing on child development. Brownsburg Academy provides daily activity reports, progress reports, and monthly newsletters to parents. Our hours of operations are 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Brownsburg Academy is located at 685 Patrick Place. More information can be found at brownsburgacademy.com or by calling 317-858-8033.
This is Dave Thomas for TNT Tax. TNT Tax is a local small business that performs tax preparation for personal and sole proprietor businesses as well as LLCs. My wife and I have been preparing taxes together in our family-owned business for 25 years. TNT Tax is located at 5389 Rockville Road, Suite 900 in Indianapolis. Our phone number is 317-244-7900.
The UPS Store Brownsburg is located at 124 East Northfield Drive in Brownsburg. Their phone number is 858-1422. The UPS Store Brownsburg can handle your printing needs, including color, large format, and business cards. They also do blueprints, mailers, and invitations. Thanks to owner Tom Reese and all the folks at the UPS Store Brownsburg for supporting community radio in Hendricks County.
Rob Kendall here, speaking with Donald James from Impact Youth Mentoring. Donald, what is Impact Youth Mentoring?
Rob, we are a not-for-profit group pairing mentors with at-risk youth in Hendricks County and developing tomorrow's leaders.
How long has Impact Youth been around and how many children have been impacted?
We were formed in 2011 and have impacted more than 125 kids through our mentoring and after-school tutoring services.
So how can folks get involved with Impact Youth?
We are always in need of some good folks who are interested in becoming a mentor for children in Hendricks County who could use mentoring.
And if someone wants more information?
You can find us on Facebook by searching Impact Youth Mentoring or at our website, impactyouthmentoring.org.
Indiana Family Dentistry is located at 505 North Green Street in Brownsburg. Dr. Will Hine practices general and cosmetic dentistry with services ranging from veneers and whitening to implants and complete smile restorations. Indiana Family Dentistry's phone number is 852-5999 and website is infamilydentistry.com. Indiana Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of Hendricks County and Community Radio.